How's it going, everyone? My name's Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Devo. So, I'm a big fan of Pokemon. I have enjoyed it, for me, since high school, which is probably later than some people. But whether it's the original Game Boy games, which I have played a little bit of, all the way forward to Generation, I guess, 7, which would have been Sun and Moon, were the last ones I played, or the more eclectic games, like the Stadium games, or the Pokemon Ranger series, Mystery Dungeon, the mobile titles. I have spent time and money, not so much proud of the second part, on Magikarp Jump, which was actually a surprisingly enjoyable game, if I'm going to be honest. All the way forward to Pokemon Go, which is a longtime love of mine, off and on since 2016 when it released. And this past week or so, at the time of recording, the newest Pokemon offering, Pokemon Unite. I say newest, it came out this summer on Switch. I am playing it on mobile. And feel free to message me if you want to play, always down. And it's cross-platform, I think. I think it's interesting to watch something like Pokemon traverse different genres. You have your traditional Pokemon games to the trading card game, the digital trading card game, unusual little mobile games like, I think there's Pikachu Run and Magikarp Jump. The AR game in Pokemon Go, all sorts of things. And then Pokemon Unite being, I think, their first real attempt at what is called a MOBA, a multiplayer online battle arena, I believe is what it stands for, similar to something like League of Legends, if you're familiar with it, or Defense of the Ancients, Dota, Dota 2, those kind of things. Very, very popular in the PC gaming world. Now available on things like Switch and mobile with Pokemon Unite, and you know, other MOBAs are available out there. But Pokemon Unite's really interesting. It's simple, it's bright, the music's really upbeat, and there's not a crazy number of characters to choose from. I mostly play Greninja. I think it's interesting to watch it traverse these different genres, be all these different things, but still always at its core be Pokemon. I think our faith is similar in this vein, because it's always our faith in God. God is always present. But the form our faith takes, how we share it, how we express it, how we show it to others, how it lives out in us, changes from time to time. It changes with our surroundings, the people we spend time with, where we are physically in the world, where we are mentally and emotionally ourselves. Your faith isn't always going to look the same. Your walk with God isn't always going to be the same. How you see him, how you interact with him, how you share him with others will change. It'll update. It'll evolve, if we're going to use Pokemon words. Don't let that bother you. Don't let that scare you. That growth can be good. Temper it. Match it with the word. Speak to those around you who you think maybe know more about your faith than, or more about our faith than maybe you do. Make sure it's a path you should be heading down. But don't be bothered if it changes. You're growing. Your faith will change. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, let us move beyond the elementary teachings about Christ and be taken forward to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death and to faith in God. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast or come hang out with us on the Facebook page over the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much, and he chose you, much like we choose Pikachu, or Greninja, or Snorlax, always Snorlax.